This is Super Saturday, powered by Hollywood Bets.
I did say that we're going to be talking cycling quite a bit more now as we build towards the Cape Town Cycle Tour.
This is Super Saturday, powered by Hollywood Bets.
And so, let's not mess about. Let's get straight into it. It's really nice to be able to spend some time with a homegrown team, Team Crown Cycles Billy Networks, in studio. I'm talking, amongst others, to team manager Oscar Clutty, team captain Chamik Sali, and Mark Ajam of Billy Networks. Let me start with you, Oscar. Morning, are you well?
I'm good, yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks. You are specifically, though, the team manager, although, of course, you do, in another life, represent Crown Cycles as well.
That's correct. So firstly, I just want to say thank you for inviting us onto your show this morning.
We're my
super
pleasure.
Stoked to being on the Super Saturday show.
Super stoked to be on Super Saturday. I like
yeah,
it.
That's right. So yeah, I'm from Crown Cycles. Granddad started the business in 1949.
Really?
And we're still going on 76 years later.
And you guys are still in Imamaroon?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, I'm still a cyclist. I pretty much done 31 cycle tours last year.
Wow.
But this year I decided to focus more just on the track cycling and give this opportunity that we've got with the team now and focus everything towards them. So I'm not really racing on the road anymore. So,
but
yeah.
you look fit enough to be on the road.
Yeah, I could still.
You could still go.
Could still
give these youngsters pedals. A go for their money, run for the money.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
21 sub 3 hours.
21 sub 3 hours, says Mark Ajam.
Yeah,
are you, the things like you're not telling me, Oscar. You must tell me the full story, okay? You can't just tell me. Yeah, this is the thing with these guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, that's. But you know, are you cycling this year?
No, I won't be cycling because obviously I'll be in the convoy behind our team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, look, let me hold it there for a second. Let's get behind our team. Team Crown Cycles, Billy Networks. Captain's armband worn by Chamik Sali. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Jeremy. Yeah, good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Absolute pleasure. Listen, you were telling me you live out in Grassy Park.
I do, yes. Born and bred. Yeah, this place I know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And listen, the one thing as well that I've also discovered in just while we're waiting to chat is that, I mean, cycling sounds like it is your life because there's just so much that you get involved in with cycling.
Yeah. So for sure, I come from a sports management background. So I'm actually at the moment running a NPO that support non-profitable organizations in Cape Town. Yeah.
Not, but related to cycling.
Yeah, definitely related to cycling. So it's sport, education, and employment. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, how long? Because the level at which you cycle, and I mean that bike of yours outside, is a beast.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How much does that weigh? Just tell me.
So it's about eight kilograms. Yeah.
8 kilograms, nothing. I think, as I said, I had a slice of toast today, and I think the toast was weighed more than that bike. What is it called?
So it's the bike is a very rare brand. So it's 1816 Cycles, and it's named after actually the first ever bike that was made available to go on the road. Made was in the year 1816. So yeah.
So a friend of yours told me that I've got to be nice to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Anthony says to me, be nice. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm always nice to people on the show. But now let's talk a bit about your cycling specifically. I mean, there's obviously a lot of training, a lot of sacrifice that you've had to make to cycle at this level. I mean, what's your best cycle tour time?
To be honest, when obviously we race elite and we don't really focus on time because it's all about position when you come to that level. But I think the fastest time when I rode 2016, my best position was 18th, but like 2 seconds off the winner. So that's quite
crazy.
Close. But
I mean,
like could be 2:30. Yeah, low 30s. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know exactly. Yeah.
At the particular level, guys, 2:30. Yeah. That's that takes a bit of doing. And I mean, I imagine that if there was one message that you would give to youngsters, boys and girls, who are thinking about cycling, who want to get into cycling, or who actually enjoy cycling already, what would it be?
I think cycling is an expensive sport. I started off just with aluminium bikes, and you'll kind of lose the race on the start line because you're looking at the next person's equipment. I think just use your mental strength to get through it. And I think it's just hard work, dedication. That goes a long way. Something my dad taught me. Yeah.
Absolutely. There we go. Be sure that you're in the right sport. But once you are, then just commit to it. Talking to Mark Ajam of Billion Networks, of course, the sponsors. Mark, good to talk to you.
Great. Thanks again, Jeremy, for the opportunity.
No, don't be silly. It's great, nice. It. It's nice to see business get behind sport. I mean, that's the way that of the world. Without a sponsor, sometimes teams don't even, you know, see the start line, to Sharmik's point. Why is Billion Networks involved?
Yeah. I'll give you a bit of back history. It's quite ironic, or maybe just full circle. I was actually involved with Oscar's grandfather and his father when I cycled in the early in 1982, became a Western Province cyclist, cycled for Suburban Wheelers, and we had great guys like Billy Newman, Michael Williams that inspired us, and that I probably just stayed around for about 3 years, and then in about 2020 I was from Groenvlei and Oscar too, and teachers like Godfrey Hendricks, Hendricks.
I know Godfrey.
Gail Pradal.
Yes, no, Gail, well.
And the principal there, Tony and Decima, they put an event together that started in Seerbrug, there by Godfrey's, one of his guest houses, and 20 students and those five teachers. And it was a fundraising thing in collaboration with Groenvlei High and Aris Cancer Foundation to raise funds. And it was over 6 days, 450 kilometers, averaging about 60 to 80 kilometers a day. And they visited quite a few underprivileged schools, gave them gifts, and just spoke about cancer, bringing the cancer awareness and how to prevent and how to take care of the cancer. So that event was the start of it. That's when I hooked up with Oscar. Oscar got involved with the bicycles and that. Billion Networks purchased 20 bicycles and donated to the school. The net effect was, I think, the Aries and Groenvlei walked away with 115,000 and each.
Nice.
And since then, Oscar and myself have kept that contact. We got involved in 23, sponsoring them on the DC. And then last year, we formalized our relationship, started this team, Team Crown Billion Networks. And we started off with three elite cycles. We participate in the Western Province League, and then we do some national events too. And we had this vision of taking on underprivileged riders and then building a lead team. But you know, you need a mix, and we quite representative of this country's demographics in our team. I think we're probably one of in the Western Cape, the most demographic representative team. So our vision is to create opportunity for deserving cyclists coming from underprivileged areas and taking them to the next level. Our vision is also to start a feeder team in the next medium term, 2 years, which will feed the elite team.
I love that story. I love that story. It's fantastic.
And it helps. Billion Networks is part of our branding, part of our CS, giving back. And I enjoy it. I enjoy sitting in the back of that support vehicle, pushing the guys on.
You know, the difference is you could be a sponsor who goes, yeah, let me sign the check. Or you could be a sponsor like you, 100%. who is rolling up the sleeves and getting involved. We're talking cycling, of course. We've got the Cape Town Cycle Tour headed our way so fast, you can't believe it. In a couple of weeks' time, we're talking to Crown Cycles Billion Networks in studio with team manager Oscar Clute, team captain Sharmik Sali, and sponsor from Billion Networks, Mark Ajam. We are not done with them just yet. There we go. It's IOU and Freeze on Super Saturday with me, Jeremy Harris, powered by Hollywood Bets. We hit 10 to 10 on the button. Of course, Paul Pladen revving his jets. He's got the CTM Hot Top 40 coming up from 10 till 2. Of course, the 40 biggest songs in the country on your wireless just after 10. Shamina Fisher's got your news as well at 10 o'clock. She will keep you posted 10, 11 and 12. But before we get there, we're just going to wrap up our conversation with the guys from Team Crown Cycles Billion Networks. Shamik, firstly, yep. Please hello to your wife and family.
Yeah, I would like to say hello to Aisha Sali, Umair Sali, and then also my daughter Noura Sali.
Absolutely, yeah. You're going to be in big trouble if you've gotten them. Yeah, I can tell you now. So let's not forget them. Let's talk about some of your past achievements, maybe your objectives, your goals going forward.
Okay, cool. So I come from obviously cycling background from. Teenage days. I represented South Africa on the track in 2013, which also happens to be my matric year. So that was a very challenging year. main objective for me was to represent the country and also pass matric, which
tick that box. Yeah, absolutely.
So that kind of motivated me going forward. And then obviously in 2016 I signed my first big contract with Dimension Data for Quebec. Living in Italy was something very special, but also hard work, dedication. So yeah, was kind of very blessed to tick that box as well. Yeah,
exciting. Listen, I can only wish you all of the very best. I think that you're somebody just like Oscar who doesn't tell me the full story, and you guys have achieved some amazing cycling and life achievements. So
I think
that we must get you back and you must tell us some more stories.
No, for sure. I think what happens is obviously when we tick that box, we already automatically focus on the next goal.
Next thing, exactly.
Which is it's not forgotten, but obviously when you put the medal up, you can always look back in your room and be like, okay, cool, we've been around.
I like that a lot. Mark Ajam from Billion Networks. Mark, always good to see you. Thank you so much for being here, but thank you more importantly for being part of this team.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's in a passion. It's what I like, and we enjoy it, and we want to take cycling to the next level. It's a bit, like, as Shamek said earlier, it's very expensive. That's a barrier. So for the underprivileged and the marginalized, we want to create this opportunity for deserving cyclists. We've actually, on my WhatsApps, already got some commitments from people that will adopt the cycles for a year.
What happens when you do interviews on Heart FM? But I mean, I'm just saying, I put it out there.
Great. I mean, the shows, and this is people out in George, in Dubai. Charmaine, that's you.
No, fantastic. So, but I think just like Shamik, Mark, I think that there's obviously cycling content that we need to touch base with you on, but I think just generally we must talk to you. It's a lot of interesting sort of backstories that we need to give ourselves a little bit more time to cover, but I really appreciate your support. You know, business supporting sport is always going to get my hand in the air, and I'm very very grateful. There's the team manager has got one more thing to say. Oscar, thank you so much for being here.
I'm pretty excited for the next couple of months, I'd say, because what started with three youngsters from Kalicha and a younger just a couple of months ago, we've now become quite a strong team with good elite cyclists, which we managed to get Shamik and guys like Carl Bontes, Flavio Benzislaw, quite a few experienced riders, and we basically want to take on the top elite teams in Cape Town over the next couple of months. So
but this time tell me when you win, don't go we took part. Don't be so humble. But that's great. Guys, listen.
Sorry, I must chop in here. You must acknowledge Vuyo, Ace, and Russell also in our Cat 2 team and the other guys.
Yes, there we go. It's a team effort, make no mistake. And I mean, I know that these three gents will remind me of that regularly, but I know that for those of you who are out there cycling, you know the importance of working as a team. You are able to just cover so much more distance if you work as a team. Gents, thank you so much for being in studio. All the very best. Firstly, for what's coming up next, Cape Town Cycle Tour. Shamik, to you particularly, as you put in the hard yards. As we'd like to do on this show, I'd like to wish all of you a Super Saturday.
This is Super Saturday, powered by Hollywood Bets.